Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, and welcome to RPG from Scratch. I'm your host, Josh LaForge, and with me today is Liam.
Spanky.
Doug.
Hello.
And Max.
Sorry I couldn't be here today.
We still appreciate you joining us, though.
Do my best.
So, first off, school year started. Everybody's busy. Everybody's getting back in. I know my son is back in school. That changes a lot of my stuff, in a good way.
Yeah.
How's everybody else doing?
A little tired, but doing just fine.
Been working hard.
Or hardly working. Who can tell?
Hey, oh, up top, buddy.
All right.
Boom.
We're going to meet around the water cooler later and talk about it.
Talk about the latest episode of Frasier.
All right, so some quick housekeeping. I just want to change the name of some things. So Marksman Step 6, the daily stance they got into, we called Float Like a Butterfly, Sting Like a Bee. That name has such strong melee-specific connotation because of its origin. We should change it to something else. So right now, what it does, for every consecutive round you move 3 or more spaces, you add +1 to your hit. And for every round you move no more than one space, you add +2 to damage, and this stacks.
Death from above.
It's not bad. I think the idea that you have an option and it'll grow is interesting, right?
Like, I'm thinking more like non-stick, something that's like
implied. Teflon?
Yeah, something implies like a slippery kind of, because it's not guaranteed, it's like it's a choice.
I'm made of rubber, you're made of glue. Something that's just like versatile stance or something like the increases over time, right? Like some kind of rising, some kind of building.
Like focus fire, like
momentum.
Go eat a dick, Doug.
Don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Centrifugal.
Or like the passage of time.
Skirmishing.
Ooh. Skirmish.
I like that.
I like it simple. It's like, okay, I'm gonna do skirmish.
Cool.
Like that?
Sounds great.
All right. Okay, they have a passive that at step 6 that gets them a 1 or 20 crit. We need a name for that.
Fletcher's luck.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's something with like accuracy? Like luck is good, right?
Bullseye.
Bullseye. I think bullseye. How about that? Bullseye?
I'm on a roll today, guys. Yeah, yeah, I'm on a roll.
It's easy. Okay, bullseye. That's great. We need a name for their step 6 ability where they pick an enemy to not provoke attacks from once per round. And it has to be an adjacent. I think, no, just somebody from melee, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Why would it matter? They have to be able to hit you right now. You can't, like, decide somebody far away, right? So,
distraction.
Bob and weave.
Give them the slip.
Smell you later.
Duck and weave.
Well, it's also kind of, like, setting up for a shot, right? Like, you're going to tag them. What's
exit stage right.
Is it, like, a point-blank shot? Is it?
No.
Because you don't have to be shooting them.
Because it's about the maneuver of it, the aspect of it.
Ranged feint?
Maybe. Or maybe the idea is that you don't provoke, right? Like, you're doing it so fast, they don't, like, oh, shit. They miss their opportunity. Quite literally.
Missed opportunity sounds like pretty good.
It's like a fake out. Almost like you're going
the old razzle dazzle.
Catfish.
Or you're just too quick, right? Like a snapshot.
Ah, I like that.
I think that's something in D&D and Pathfinder, but fuck it.
Who cares? It's a good name.
It's a good name for this. Snapshot.
They didn't come up with that word.
That's true.
We did just now. CRTM.
We can follow it in step 8 with slapshot, where you get to smack them first.
But only with a hockey stick.
Yep.
I was going to say, can that be Doug's campaign?
Where we're Knuckle Puck? Oh, where we're just straight up the Mighty
players.
Ducks?
Yeah. I like this.
No, I was thinking, what are the Hansen brothers from Slapshot?
Oh,
the Three Ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slapshot's a great film.
There's a lot of hockey movies I haven't
Y'all
seen.
Y'all seen Shorzy? Shorzy?
Yeah, I saw Shorzy.
Shorzy may be better than Letterkenny, just because it's narrative driven.
I disagree, but I think its narrative stuff is good. I will say some of the...
I'm throwing it out there.
The repetition jokes got a little old with me.
Okay, not with me, but... Yeah, and there's me. I'm terrible.
I was over that pretty fast.
I can see, but...
Okay, so we got some pre-made characters. I want to flesh them out a little bit more.
Sounds great.
So far, we've made Abatos Tumas, our Hrod Citadel, Pure Citadel. And we did Prinia, who's a ranger, Tolden, and she's the Champion Fire Radiance Ranger.
Okay.
Who we have next on the docket is Cyril, a Pure Death.
Yes.
Ashwin.
Yes.
With the name Cyril.
Who's a sailor.
Yes.
Loving it.
39 years old. We've got Lady Sunrise. Who's Tiktani Firefly?
Why are we talking anymore? Okay. Let's just go to Cyril. What all are right, we even all right, doing?
All right, let's do Cyril.
Yeah.
Pure Death.
Cyril the Goth Sailor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's almost a character right there.
We're going to roll for how old and everything.
No,
he's 39 years old. Yeah. He's a sailor. He's an Eshwin that resembles a flying fox. Let's talk about our boy Cyril.
Can he really be into scurvy?
No.
Into it?
Yeah, he's into it.
No.
This bro is a flying fox. That's a fruit bat. This homeboy is swimming in vitamin C.
I'm just telling you. Yeah, he knows the secret, but nobody else knows, and he likes that. I know Cyril. I think,
Hey, man, you're looking kind of scurvy. Yeah. How about you try a little vitamin C?
There's no way they have like a vast shipping industry of sailboats and nobody knows what causes scurvy. everybody knows.
Especially the fruit bat who's like, why are you guys looking so bad? I mean, just I brought enough for everybody.
A whole bushel of apples.
He's a mariner, but he's a bug chaser. He's a...
Oh, I like the idea that he's a bug chaser for some reason. That's hitting home.
It's the only reason he's a sailor.
Oh, because he just wants to get away from, like, he just refuses to date other Ashwin. So he's like, I need to go broaden my horizons.
I knew a Tiktani girl who, gosh, she was good with those arms. The way she would just hold you at night. You felt so safe.
So safe.
You know, you get in, like, a top hug and then there's a second set of arms just coming in the middle. I think that would be nice.
That would be nice.
Well, as long as I'm coming in the middle.
Heyo.
Heyo. That's what the horn on his boat sounds like. All right, Cyril, Death, yep. Eshwin. He's 39 years old. What's his outlook like? What's the life like?
Is he a lifetime sailor? Has he been sailing his whole life?
That's a good question. Well, first of all,
that's a job that you are a lot of sailors are lifers.
All of their real job, all of their real job is layliner.
Yeah.
But they stat-wise have profession sailor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he left being a sailor to be a layliner, or maybe works as a layliner on the boat. He's a sailing expert.
Because the sea, no doubt, there'll be like artifacts in the water.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Well, and or even just we need to get there fast. Yeah, who do we call?
Yeah.
Got to call Cyril. He'll get you around that horn.
I don't want to use this, but I keep thinking about Stranger Things season 4. What's his name? Yuri. The pilot.
Oh yeah.
I was just like, do we think Cyril's a captain?
No.
Okay. Mm. Lost his boat.
Quartermaster, maybe. No.
If you're Death all the way, like, I don't know if you, like, captain doesn't make sense.
No.
And quartermaster is more, like, maybe, like, the weapon focus.
That's, like, third or fourth focus. In command.
Quartermaster is, in a lot of ways, first in command for a lot of daily running organization stuff.
I'm thinking warrant officer.
Captain usually makes decisions in combat and, like...
Yeah. But if you're, like... First mate?
Even first mate is more of a combat situation. Quartermaster, like, ran the daily function of the ship.
At 39, he's done every job on a ship.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Yeah. He's done every job on a ship.
Can
he's
read?
Been a deckhand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a navigator.
You think being able to read is, like, a requirement to be a layliner? Like, you have to be able to read something.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah.
So, you know.
I think literacy is pretty high in our setting.
Compared to regionally
would be dependent, right? But generally, anybody who lives in a city has got to be able to read, you know, decrees
which street you're on.
Trade is very high. And also, literacy was established, we could say, by the Lumras.
Yeah.
Because they needed, they didn't care if their slaves could read. Because
they wanted bureaucracy.
Yeah. They cared way more about being able to, like, control people through laws.
Yeah, if you post your laws, it's way easier for people to follow them.
Or blame them for breaking them.
Yes.
You know, it's on them.
You can read. You knew this. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, Life of Brian. Centurion comes in and does his grammar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So he can read, which means he's eligible for the top four jobs on the boat. So he would be fancy, but not super fancy, right?
Well, I think he's no longer... His profession is no longer sailor. He has sailing expertise.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just trying to get his background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, like, he's done everything on a boat. But why layliner? Why now? Mm-hmm. Maybe he was on a chartered boat for them and did some work for them and was like, this is everything I want.
I'm going to say something a little more sudden. We're like, he's a lifelong sailor, and then finally he's been at water long enough. where he saw something straight up unexplainable. Where, like, there's a lot of folklore, there's a lot of superstition about how sailing is supposed to go, and he saw something far to the left of that and was like, I need to know what's going on. So he went to the ley liners, and because they were involved in that situation, he was like, here are the people I need to be involved with. Here's how I find out about, like, this city that we ran over that ruined my fucking life.
If it means, like, I get to learn maybe what that was, and I get to be safe on land, because wherever the fuck that was, maybe the crew didn't make it.
How about he became a sailor because he craves adventure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And got stuck chartering the same route.
Yeah.
Every time. Gets chartered for one ley liner expedition. It's the most exciting thing he's ever done. And then is like, that's what I'm doing from now on.
Yeah.
All day, baby.
Yeah.
I was saying, what if he was on a boat and, like, something unexplainable, like fire, shot out and landed in the water? And then people got out, and he saved them and brought them back to shore.
That's cool. I like
that. And he was like, shit, I got to get in on this.
Mm-hmm. I've always had magic, and I just have no use for it. The death magic is not that great on a boat.
Yeah.
If you pull the fish into the boat, it dies on its own.
Unless there's a school of fish in the area, and you can make them die, then they come to the surface.
Crocodile fucking Dundee. Yeah.
And then you probably wouldn't want to eat those.
No, yeah. But it's like, I'd eaten those. It's like, but I just killed it. What's the difference? You pull it on the boat and it dies. I make it die in the water. We pick it up. It's the same death.
I'm sweating out here, man. Aren't you hungry? What are you doing, Cyril?
Yes, you're cheating. You're cheating, boy. You gotta catch it the way my daddy caught it. The way his father before him caught it.
And it worked pretty good so far.
Yeah.
What's this fox's disposition, this flying fox?
Yeah, I was going to say, is he current goth or post-goth?
He doesn't even have to be goth at all.
I like him being a little goth, though.
Yeah. Are there adventure goths?
Favorite.
Do you have met? There are adventure goths?
No,
there definitely is.
They just want a castle and never leave it. They want a brood.
No.
Like, that's...
Man, fitness goths are a whole thing now. They're sports goth. It's a whole thing.
I'm pulling this shit up. I've never heard of
it. I can handle fitness goth, but sports goth is a little too much for me.
How the hell are you? How can anyone be a sports goth?
You're out in the sunshine.
Yeah. I get sick at baseball games.
Look, parasols are cheap.
Night. Okay, sure, but.
Health goth, when darkness and gym rats meet. This guy doesn't look very healthy.
I'm too manly to not carry a parasol.
Michael McNeil leads a class at the Monster Cycle Studio in Soho.
Yep, they're exactly the people you think they are.
This dude does not look like somebody I would trust with fitness.
Eh.
Is your idea, you're like, hey, I want to look like a pale noodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
Hop on that bike.
I wouldn't trust him with music recommendations.
No. Oh, fuck no.
No, man.
He looks straight edge as fuck.
Yeah.
No, he probably likes Witch House, though. I'm into that.
Walk toward the graffiti wall. Turn left at the 11-foot pentagram past the polished gimp suit. Watch your head. There's a leather harness bicycle suspended from the ceiling.
Yep.
And descend the steps into the basement. This sounds like the dumbest shit.
It's super dumb. And look, I'm not here to defend it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just telling you it exists.
So maybe Cyril is post goth.
Okay.
Like if he was goth.
Well, no,
he's a little bat. He's a little bat. And he's just like,
make
him old school then.
Hold on. Why don't we look at our Eshwin cultures?
Yeah.
And we'll see what we got.
Or he comes from a family of goths. And he has to get out.
He comes from the Addams family, and he's like, I'm just a sailor.
He's from the Addams family, and he joins the fucking Navy.
That's
He's got tattoos under his fur.
What if Werner Herzog did a documentary about sports guys, though?
I would watch that.
Here's our Eshwin cultures. We have the Edong. They are a loose collection of nomadic peoples with a complex reliance on musical traditions.
Nope.
Almost every aspect of their allegiances, hierarchies, trade practices, and values are described by epic songs. Epic songs is a big...
I'm kind of into that.
His family has a sailing tradition.
I'm kind of into that.
I'd like him more.
That's the first one.
Okay, I'm just saying. Each clan has their own versions of each, highlighting their heroes. Whether the practices or songs came first is known. The existence of epic songs has elevated the strongest and most clever ancestors of Edon culture to the status of near-mythical demigods. Young Edona aspire to reach such heights. The idea that he's like, I'm never going to get a song made about me if I stay on this fucking boat.
I like that.
But if his family is the Smiths and Morrissey and he's trying to get away from
God.
Them,
if he,
I no, connect to him so much more.
If he is like a Morrissey of like, none of this is good enough for me. Larsa. Military and religious hierarchies are one and the same for the Larsa. They recruit the sick, dying, and disenfranchised of their enemies by creating hospitals and relief efforts before gradually eroding their borders and invading en masse. They are the nighttime boogeymen of children's stories meant to warn against their predatory kindness. This doesn't sound like our guy.
No.
I like that description, but that's not our guy. And the Susavon. The Susavon are primarily an avant-garde society in the Susa region of Frise. Their social hierarchies are based on achievement in the arts and philosophies. This extends to their education and civil engineering, favoring high Gothic architecture and open universities with only subtle distinctions between master and student. These guys sound like a pain in the ass. Socially, they value novelty, expression, and cunning. Their leaders and politicians move through both the common public and criminal syndicates with only the loosest allegiances to either. I'm feeling Idan.
I'm feeling Idan.
With the epic songs. Maybe that's why he's into the TikTok.
But the whole thing is, he can be from Freeze. His family could be like, you're not, like, and he's like, I want to be salt of the earth. I want to go do adventures. And they're like, you should.
You're going to go get your liberal arts degree and you're going to like it.
Yeah. You're going to go build a cathedral.
I don't know. I think coming from a nomadic tradition and being dissatisfied with where he ended up.
Yeah.
Also,
because if you come from that nomadic tradition and you get on a fucking boat, you know.
You're like, here we go. Let's go. I'm going to get a song written about me. And even like the other crewmates are not. Eshwin, they're like, you have villain powers. Like, you're not gonna,
yeah, what are you talking
you're
about?
Not gonna be a hero. Like, he wants to be a hero.
Like, what salty sailor is gonna look at this guy and not think he's bad luck to have on the boat?
Yeah. He'd be like, what's that fucking...
He's just out there singing, and they're like, shut up!
It's like Elric of Melnibone had to sing all the time. It'd annoy the shit out of everybody.
I like it.
Okay, I like that. I like that. So he's an Idan. He wants to be a hero, but he's just so grim. He's like,
He's grim but can't help it, I guess is the
thing.
He's
like, well, I'll kill them. It's like, that's like, what a hero would
do. What do you, it's like, yeah, it's like the sailors all getting to know each other, you know, it's first time out at sea, and he's like, so what are you good at, boy? What brought you to the sea? And he's just like, oh, I don't know, just adventure. Oh, okay, we all like at first.
I want
okay.
to be
he's
the
like,
world's greatest hero.
I can touch something and kill it.
Oh, okay. Like,
he's slowly becoming rich right on the IT.
I was gonna say,
do I amaze you?
It's like,
have you heard about
get below deck. Get away from me, you goblin.
The filth really helped me out there.
I know it seems grim, but it's really quite beautiful.
No, that's him. That's him now.
I like it. I do.
That's him now.
He's got an amazing singing voice.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I detect you're hiding a clementine on your person. Would you mind sharing?
All right. All right, yeah. I think something similar to... Richmond,
yeah,
but longs for, instead of living in the basement, longs for adventure and to be a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's like, I don't know, I don't think you do it. You're pretty spooky. He's like, well, I can save people.
I'll be worthy of song someday.
Yeah. I'm not living up to my potential on this boat. One day you'll hear of me. And they're like, all right, get off the fucking boat.
It's like, you think, you know, like, oh, if I get on a boat, you know, every day you're moving, you're going somewhere else. But then you're on the boat and you're like, the water just looks the fucking same. Like, it doesn't really, you know, my wanderlust doesn't really get
we
satiated.
We go to the same four ports of these.
Yeah. Goes to shore, sees a Leyliner recruitment poster, like, looking for adventure, join the Leyliners. He's like, oh, could I?
Get back aboard, you dick. He gets on the boat and like,
Come swab the deck.
Every port of call, he just stares at the posters everywhere he goes.
What are you reading again, you goblin?
It's the
Leyliner magazine?
Yeah, what was it? Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
You know this old rubbish, boy? Tain't none of it real.
No, I've heard somebody it was real.
It's like, all they do is bleed you dry with the union dues.
Union dues.
It's all a scam.
You like the fucking HR of Delta? The byliner.
Yeah.
Oh, the byliner.
Yeah, he's reading the byliner.
I didn't put that garbage down.
Oh, what a stupid pun.
It's like a big fat gelt. It's like a Wolverine on deck being like,
and get to swabbing the deck. This is what real people do. Real heroes make sure that people get their fight.
Yeah. It's only good for wiping paper in the head.
You want to be a hero, we'll deliver these bricks. People need them for towns and hospitals.
Well, who bought these?
Well, don't worry, it's a prison, but we got to put bad people away, too.
Oh. You're more... this fucking Wolverine berating
out there.
This fruit bat. He launched the shooting stars at night on the deck of the boat.
I want to play him now. I want to play him now.
I made some delicious cod for everyone.
Don't touch my food.
he made cobbler out of the citrus.
You blight.
Oh, that should be his nickname.
The Blight.
The Blighter.
Blighter.
Oh, God.
Cyril Blighter.
Now listen here, Cyril. We're going to have some passengers on this trip.
Don't you go talking to them.
don't spook them.
They got enough worry about being on the high seas for the first time. They listen to your gloomy face.
Then he just sings them a beautiful song.
Would anybody like some cheese? Oh, the delicious wine. It's a great vintage.
He sings a great song about a great hero. And they're like, wow, that was beautiful. And it's like, yeah, I can't sing you the rest, though, because he dies.
Like, well, we want to know the end. Well, the captain told me not to get too gloomy.
It doesn't have a happy ending. But that's kind of what makes it beautiful.
Life is fleeting.
This is great.
All right, we got a this character.
So, okay, that's who they
are. That is a fully right, formed yeah. character.
Print
yes.
it. That's Cyril.
Throw the rest away. Let's Cyril just make a Cyril movie.
What other information do we need? But just, I mean, that's. I think that's everything. But like,
he's greatly considered bad luck. He's done. He has there. Yeah. So there's
wrong.
No yeah, mechanically yeah. thing wrong with him. It's just generally people think of him as bad luck
because he's because it's purely because he's a bat and he's full on deaf.
Like, yeah, and we just need to describe that he's very loving.
Yeah. If you need, like, just naturally compassionate,
wants to be a hero,
he just creeps yeah. everybody out.
If you need more than this, what is going on? Cyril, the goth pirate with a beautiful singing voice. Go.
Now, ma'am, welcome aboard. Yeah.
Don't mind the boy.
Welcome aboard the Bildrat. Oh, I see you've brought children with you this time. Don't let him near that one.
Oh, it's old like, Blighty.
Was he dangerous? Oh, no. He's weird.
He'll make your children cry.
Yeah, he makes me cry every day.
Cut, print,
all right.
done.
All right, Cyril, we got you. You're a pre-made character. All right, so we made the world's best character. There won't be a better one. Everybody's just going to pick that
downhill
character
from here.
Five times.
And it'll work.
And it well,
yeah, you'll get stuff done.
What's a couple, it'll work for a little bit.
Who knows what? But
things
will
die.
Get done.
What's his name? Cyril.
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 Cecil. Okay, next character. Cecil.
Have you not been paying attention?
Let's just make it as complicated as possible. By the way, this is Amanda. She's joining us.
Yay!
You may remember her from her role as Hoda.
I had one role.
Cal, you've betrayed me.
So we'd made a character. We were going to make two per thing, and we only made one.
Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Can we capture lightning in a bottle twice?
Absolutely not. We're going to capture thunder.
Thunder in a bottle.
It's like I heard ladies do that. Yeah, I'm about to say, ladies do that on the internet nowadays. Mm-hmm. That's how you got to market it. You can't market
thunder in a jar.
People have been selling that for years.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. That one lady who was like the best at selling her farts in a jar had to quit because the stuff she was eating to do it like fucked up her guts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm out here farting for free like an idiot.
Like, but I mean, you got to give credit to her for like really getting into it and not just saying she's farting in the jar, right?
She was devoted to her art.
Yeah.
I feel like in my nature.
She was devoted to her.
You ever seen the vomit artist?
Have I seen what?
The vomit
artist? I don't want to hear about the vomit artist.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Probably.
But,
there's that one lady who paints paintings with her menstrual blood. She did a really good one of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nice.
You mean Knuckles?
+10 momentum. +10.
Oh,
Doug, you level up in real life.
All right, we did Prinia, we did Cyril, we did Abatos Tumas.
What if Doug just left? He never spoke to us again.
He's like, I'm done, guys.
He's like, I leveled
up. I
can't be here.
Yeah, I have adventures waiting for me.
He gets a phone call.
The Laugh Factory just called me.
No. I'd be like, it's the CIA. They need you to get shot a lot.
Yeah. You're needed in Peru.
Rixum is Mr. Dune. He's a Tolden dude, school teacher, 41. He is Ice Champion Citadel. We've got Berkana. He is a guff javelina. and he's a paralegal. It's Champion Command.
Ooh, that's my pick right now.
There's Luadha, Savathian, Occultist, Scoundrel Radiance.
Ooh. Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Anglerfish.
Yes!
Then there's...
I like it when we surprise ourselves. We're like, ooh.
Where you don't remember.
I don't remember.
3 weeks ago.
Not even a little bit.
Cole Kwai, a Gelt Badger guy. He's an etymologist. He's 21.
Damn.
Fire and Ice. Yeah, you turn on the flame, but then you turn a cold shoulder. Kunan, a marksman. Krex, Crane, Dude, Druid, and Lady Sunrise. Tiktani Firefly. Profession is Bard. She's 67 years old, and she is full zealotry. We got some bangers here.
Oh, that's straight bangers, baby.
Do you want to just roll on it?
Let's just go for it.
Yeah, let's roll for it.
Because these are pretty good. Like, everyone I mentioned, I was like, ooh.
Ooh, that's spicy. Yeah. Just I like that. Three, I like four, that.
Don't let Doug touch the dice first. Six.
Why?
You know why.
What, do I have bad dice rolls? Is that what you're saying? Are you insinuating?
No, you just cheat.
I cheat?
Yeah.
He's counting the dice.
I'm counting the dice.
Dealer.
Now, hit me. Hit me.
All right, we've got a D6 because there's six options. Ready?
No whammies.
One.
All right.
That will be Lady Sunrise.
Lady Sunrise.
She's our Gladys Knight.
That would be amazing. But speaking of her butt, she's a Firefly.
Yep.
She's a bard. She's 67.
Uh-huh.
Is that old for a Firefly Tiktani, or is that middle?
I think that's
young?
Maybe a little. I think it's a little over middle age.
Okay,
she's just over that hump.
Yeah. How old are the oldest Tiktani?
The oldest Tiktani are ancient.
Yeah,
but they are
they're giant.
But yeah, but they can scale. Most Tiktani live.
They're sandworms
like
of Dune.
120 to 130.
But she's a woman, right? So middle age is like 32.
Well, no, I was thinking older, right? Yeah. So like we're saying she's 67 of the game's years.
Yeah.
Not of Tiktani years.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe like 52.
Yeah.
Relative age.
Yeah.
Right?
But Harad, I thought the Harad were the ones who have giant ancient.
Yeah. Well, they build, but they build megaliths. The Tiktanis just have their ongoing chorus to keep things going.
I just want to see an ancient Tiktani fight an ancient Harad.
I think the ancient ones don't become soloists, right?
Yeah.
They stay back in the hive or whatever.
Yeah.
They become pillars of their community. They're no longer individuals. They are.
Well, I think they don't notes. Like if they are the kind that aid that they take along that they have really extended life spans, they never leave.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're
they never exist outside of the chorus.
It's like in the Middle East, if you'd say, I'm giving up on my worldly possessions, I'm an old man now, I'm gonna go become like not a monk, but what's the
mom?
A fakir?
You're basically a beggar, but you're seeking enlightenment through what's the fucking name? I know it.
I think it's fakir. I love that you don't know, but you won't believe me.
I've known you too long.
Yeah.
It's not that Doug's sure that you're wrong. It's that you cannot be trusted.
Yeah, it's that you're an asshole.
Yeah, unreliable name.
It is fakir. I should have said it like that. It is fakir. I can't say it. It doesn't sound bad. It's Islamic term traditionally used for Sufi Muslim ascetics who renounce their worldly. So ascetic is a monk.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Like that kind of, you give up your individuality, your possessions, you become the local helper.
Yeah.
But I think it extends beyond that. You lose a little bit of your individuality. You become a resident.
I don't think you start with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like these are, soloists are only from the castes or specific evolutions of Tiktani that can venture out.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll say that like normally a soloist would have returned before now.
Yeah, she's out.
Before her age.
She's well overdue.
She ain't coming back.
Is she a rogue soloist?
Ah, I love it. Rogue soloist.
Hello, Boston.
We are the soloists, and there's like six of them.
The Lone Rangers?
Yeah.
The movie Solo?
I want to look like Michael Jordan. Best we can do is Mario Van Peebles.
Right, you have Michael Jordan at home.
Here's UK.
Fuck you.
I distinctly hear fuck here.
Fuck here.
All right, Lady Sunrise.
Lady Sunrise.
How do we feel about, she's a little, so it's a little weird she hasn't returned to the chorus yet?
Oh, I don't think it's a little weird. It's on purpose.
Well, no, I mean abnormal.
Yes.
Right? Like not the standard. So she doesn't feel like she's got a lot more
she's
life
a star.
Left in her.
She's shining.
Oh,
she's
no, a bard. No. Does she have more life on her, or has she decided, no, I shall never return?
Good question. Well, we know she's a bard.
Yeah.
Can she use her light like a theremin?
What if she finds that her role as a soloist has been, like, she finds that being a bard is the same thing?
Or similar enough.
And it's more useful to the world at large. So she feels like she's still fulfilling her function, but it's she no longer feels like she's part of a... Her chorus has grown.
The world is her chorus.
Yeah, the world is her chorus.
She's bringing the chorus to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah,
like a chorus. So she always tells stories, and when she tells stories that way, everyone learns, not just the hive that she is a part of.
But do the Tectani view that as kind of being like a radical? Like she's kind of a cuckoo for doing that?
There's no community of soloists.
Yeah.
Right? So there's not people out there that, like Tectani out there, that are going to judge her. You know? It's like one other soloist could, and she's like, well, then you go back. You know, if you want. Like it's.
But I mean, like, if, like, word gets back to the hive, are they like,
so many soloists must die or just never return for a thousand reasons that you would never.
But
they,
I mean,
don't keep tabs on
No. Well, they might. Right. But I'm saying, but I mean more in the terms of like the idea that she's out there singing when she should be here giving us that information, but instead she's out there just giving it to the non-Tectani. Is that something that's frowned upon, or are they kind of like, hey, that's part of her journey, it doesn't matter?
I think it would be frowned upon. And it would be something that would be impolite to act upon.
I think the Tectani who are interfacing with the normal world, they probably like expect her to check in. She probably checks in like with like notes and stuff like that.
I was going to say, is she like the Penny Lane?
Penny Lane?
From Almost Famous?
But Penny Lane was a groupie. Right?
She was not a groupie.
Yes.
She was not a groupie. She was a muse.
Wasn't she the seamstress for the band?
Yep, definitely.
So she's a real Machine Gun Kelly. She just lives to sing.
She wishes.
And be original.
She wishes. Travis Barker is still alive in this world.
Oh, yeah. Travis Barker worships the ground she flies above. So I think she's ultra fabulous.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like Penny Lane.
She's very extra.
She's also zealotry.
Yep.
So, which is also very extra. It's the most extra of our paths, I think.
Definitely.
Like fire is the only thing that gets close.
Can she be like Zydeco, like New Orleans?
I don't know Zydeco.
Ooh, really? It's like Creole polka?
All right.
I had never heard of it before, but I'm sold already.
There's a little bit of jazz in it.
Z-Y-D-E-C-O, I believe.
I went to a Zydeco festival in New Orleans. It was awesome. Windex Pete taught me how to play the washboard. That's blues music.
This is Buckwheat Zydeco, Hey Good Lookin'. Oh, I know this song. Okay.
Yeah, so, but that's like flavors of Zydeco over it. That's not a Zydeco song.
All right, Clifton Chenier, the king of Zydeco.
Ooh.
This is, all right.
Oh,
rhythm
I know this.
Rhythm is better, yeah.
So it's just Mardi Gras. And I don't mean that to diminish it. I just mean that in like...
Yes, it's the sound of Mardi Gras.
When you think of that, yeah.
Distilled, yes.
I don't think...
I can see where you're going with that. Maybe too many instruments for her to be producing at one time.
I think we go full on...
Soul?
Soul, I think,
soul.
Is a good
I'm down with
idea.
That.
Soul.
Oh, like, oh, God. This is...
Chess record.
I think I got one for you guys.
Can you imagine? It's dusk. The light, the sun has gone down. You see this yellow light coming into your community, and this voice is just speaking over the mountains, and you're like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, call me love.
Yeah.
I like... Lady Sunrise is like Nina Simone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, style.
She lit up our village as bright as the sunshine.
And when she left, it was dark as dusk.
Left us in darkness.
Let's say she plays an instrument too.
Yeah.
Nina Simone plays a piano. I don't think anybody's carrying around a piano.
No. I like accordion.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's goofy. I don't think
Lady Sunrise carries around an accordion.
No, I think she knows
harpsichord,
how?
Pianoforte.
I kind of like harpsichord. I kind of like auto harp.
Those are heavier.
And also complicated
to
build.
They're also
in this time.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
They're very, very heavy.
Stringed instruments
fragile.
Are a little cliched for an insect, but what about a hurdy-gurdy?
Don't hate that because of the sound with that voice.
They're also not chromatic. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like
so just so you know, chromatic means something different in music than it does literally everywhere else. Because she is extremely chromatic.
Yeah.
Hurdy-gurdies, however, are not chromatic. They usually play only in one key.
So if it's Okay, so in music, what is chromatic?
Chromatic is it can play all of the notes. There are non-chromatic instruments like a harmonica, usually can only play in one key at a time.
There's also achromatic instruments, which are not bound to...
To any any like structure. Fretless basses are...
What's something that you what can about play the man- while singing at the same
the
time?
The mandolin.
A lot. Mandolin I don't hate.
Mandolin's a not...
Oh, kind of like banjo.
Banjo I like.
I'm down with a banjo. A band guitar?
I was going to suggest something really unconventional, which is we can make up... It's a fantasy world. We can make up the excuse of how it would work, but something that is like marimba, xylophone, percussion-based.
I like that, Doug, but the problem is we said banjo.
Right.
And then Max said banjo-tar, and then immediately it was invoked the idea of steel guitar.
Yes.
And then I imagined a firefly wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh! Over. Done. Steel guitar. Done. Resonator guitar. Done.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
More importantly...
Even lap guitar.
Yeah.
Slide.
Oh.
Resonator guitar.
If we go lap, it's slide by default.
Yes.
Right?
But the whole thing is you can just do that. You don't need to do lap.
It's true. It's true. That's just a good image, though.
With the only reason you want it in your lap is for pedal.
Yeah.
I would almost prefer you have it so that she can walk around, because if you're stationary, it's less of a show. It's less of a show.
So just, okay.
A resonator, slide guitar.
This one's called Romp in the Swamp.
Romp in the Swamp?
Yeah, dirty resonator slide blues.
I like that too.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Lady Sunrise.
Mm. Yeah.
And if Nina Simone started singing over that,
that's
like, your day is either made or ruined, depending on what information is conveyed.
Either way, your day is on pause while that is happening.
She is full zealotry. Boys, show me zealotry. Quick recap about zealotry. Core, they get favorite aspect. They pick speed, war, fear, or hope at the start of their turn.
Fear and hope sound so in her wheelhouse.
Yeah. And then they get...
I want to play this character. This is another one where I'm just like, fuck, this is good.
Cyril's already been forgotten over.
Cyril still rules. They are yin and yangs.
Do you want a duet? And she's like, oh, I'd love that. And she starts singing like, I was born in the dirt. And then opera.
But she's she loves it.
She's like, you sound great. You don't need me.
Yeah,
like,
she can't
come from that background of singing and shit, so it makes sense.
It's just the end of Step Brothers.
We figured out what instrument she plays. We figured out how she sings. We figured out what kind of music she sings.
Yes.
One of the most important things about zealotry is what kind of weapon you use. She uses a reach weapon. She uses close. She wears a shield.
I'm feeling something.
It's got to be melee. That's zealotry.
Can it be like.
I'm feeling axe. She's a worksman.
I was thinking like
she
six strings.
Blue collar.
Six string samurai.
Oh, I do like it.
Sword. It's
sword
cool.
At the guitar.
I don't hate both of these suggestions.
She wants to be the new Elvis.
These are good.
No, she doesn't want to be the new Elvis. She wants to be the king of Las Vegas.
That's from Six String Samurai, that's the same thing.
Yeah, they are the same person.
Buddy Holly doesn't need this shit.
I feel like
if you were me, you'd be good looking.
I always confuse Six String Samurai with Ronnie Cordova.
I made you watch that.
To be fair,
it was pretty rad for being made for no money.
Yeah,
I did watch it and was like, "Oh no!"
Oh, the Red Elvises
are everywhere.
There.
Yeah,
have you seen them recently?
No,
they play Cocoa Beach 4 times a year.
Next time they come, you're the person who's on top of that.
I will yell at you.
Thank you.
It's awesome. It's just Igor and a bunch of girls now, but it's still worth
also
seeing.
Into that. So I've got our table of weapons.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
Let's just pick one. We don't need, like, she doesn't need a repertoire, even though a zealot can absolutely do this. They don't have to attune or anything to a weapon or build around it the way that a champion probably will. There's ranged, but we should stick with melee.
Feels melee.
An axe is, a hand axe is okay, but a great axe while carrying a guitar is quite a lot.
Is that where she has them both on her back?
She's got an extra pair of hands.
Yeah.
She could go double dagger.
I was thinking sword.
That's easy. I'm thinking that just because it's easy to carry. And, you know, if you're a bard on the road.
Almost like a pike.
Pike?
Pike is good.
Should be able to manage a pike. That's a hell of a...
It's more wieldy than a two-handed axe.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in terms of...
And a pike, you could almost use, like, a walking stick. Or you could, like, stick it in the ground when you're going to make camp or something. It's not just...
Well, we could... To Max's point, we could do greatsword, right? Which is
a similar
idea. The only thing is the image I'm seeing, right? The outlaw country lightning bug who sounds like Nina Simone with a guitar on her back. What weapon is she holding on that picture with her leather duster? Okay.
Yes.
Her cowboy hat.
Yes.
Just full up wood chopping axe. Like she
one axe in one hand is not bad.
I'm saying a two handed axe. That's because he's gonna be
like, okay. It's time to get your axe, and she's like, my axe or my axe.
Yeah.
What about a poleaxe?
A poleaxe, maybe.
I don't know. Reach just seems so fun with that kind of character, right?
Sure.
What about just a good spear?
That's the pike. Is the reach one?
Yeah.
Right. That you can't wield in one hand, but it's better. Almost kind of a maul. A big two-handed hammer, almost like a loosen.
I'm into it, especially if it's like a steel-driving hammer.
In artifacts, bug crush you.
I like a steel-driving hammer.
Plus one.
Chain maul or a morning star or something?
No, I like a steel-driving hammer.
We've got the bardiche, which is a reach axe. Yes. Right?
I kind of like the two-handed hammer now.
Okay.
I like that. And it's Hoda just a sledgehammer.
Like her steel or her steel?
So just a regular non-reach maul.
Yeah.
Why she carry it with her?
It was her lover's.
Mm. One she writes all her songs
about. He was a steel-driving man.
He or she.
Because they were a steel-driving man.
Because she's probably the equivalent to a drone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that they would like settle down is ridiculous. Like it was probably another soloist she met.
And did the soloist want to settle down and she didn't? That's...
Really? Because I see her fall in love with a guff. A steel-driving guff.
Steel-driving guff.
That's her most famous song, steel-driving guff.
It's not like...
It's dirty though, right? Isn't it kind of a dirty song?
Yeah, it's a dirty ass song. Dirty ass blues soul song.
It's like Manhole Inspector.
Minus one momentum.
That's a great song. Fuck you.
Here's my thing. Because she's pure zealotry, okay? It behooves her to have a two-handed weapon. Whereas I like the hammer. Traveling with it as a musician is a little weird.
I don't think so.
It's
but
harder
she's no
to
longer
sheath.
A musician. She's a layliner now.
Yeah.
She's both. She's,
yeah, but she does both. She has an extra pair of hands to stow. She's always got that, and I just like the idea that like
I want to focus is, that the thing is if we were saying that this person was like her profession is bard, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If we were saying this person was a carpenter or this person had some mm-hmm. other
or lumberjack
like, connection to like a professional connection yes. to it.
This is her weapon, though.
Yes.
This is not a thing she wields with her. Guitar in hand.
No, I know.
This is a separate piece of equipment.
I'm just worried we're adding...
Could it be a walking stick with a weight at the end?
I don't think anyone has... Does anyone else have a problem with that? Or with a hammer and a guitar existing?
Just aesthetically.
I think it works.
No, I feel like she will wear both on her back.
She would wear both on her back.
And she'll be like, am I reaching with my left hands or my right hands?
Oh, Kim Potter.
I see her with a hammer now. I can't unsee her with a hammer.
What about a javelin?
We don't have that. Yeah, but
put that on our list.
Couldn't it just be a walking stick with a big ass weight at the top of it? It still look like a walking stick.
Yeah,
for all intents and purposes, it's a hammer, but it's a
Cold Steel makes one.
I've played at least 10 Dynasty Warrior games where someone's hit me with one of those things. Right?
Is it like
yeah.
the stick?
Oh fuck! It's Lu Bu.
Yeah.
It's not always Lu Bu.
It's not that the walking stick is in itself ornate.
Mm-hmm.
But that it could be the most ornate thing that she has. Like, if this is, like, a walking stick that is almost fancy, like, it's nice and cut or whatever, but, like, the top of it, it has, like, the metal...
A shillelagh?
Yeah! Something on top that a nice carved kind of, like, oh, this is a carving of the guff, a guff head or some shit, and if it would belong to, you know...
If it just had a guff head that you hit people with, I'm down with that.
What, like, the unstoppable force?
So, or Cold Grand. Steel, you can look this up online. They make two different sizes, Irish Blackthorn walking stick and a Blackthorn shillelagh.
Do you have a preference?
I do see this.
I like it.
So down with that. Yeah.
I like
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're into that?
Yep.
Yes.
So instead of something that looks like a lucerne hammer or something.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a shillelagh.
Okay, so she's got a very heavy walking stick with a ball at the end.
Yep.
Yes.
That she beats the shit out of people
absolutely.
With and casts spells from.
Yes.
Because she gets the two-handed casting stuff with. Okay. All right. I like it. Let's do it.
That's pretty much the whole character. Like, I feel like even the backstory, you're like, you don't need it. She shows up. She'll tell you the backstory.
Yeah.
Just that voice.
Yeah. That does. I think the work
when
is
I'm
done.
Feeling good. Yeah.
I know who this character is. I know who this character is by what she carries.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think her duster, she's got to wear a duster.
Yes.
Everybody agree?
I agree.
It's got a cutout for the
wings,
the thorax.
I was going to say the abdomen with the light.
Uh huh.
I think the duster's white. She's got a brown hat.
Is it white but weathered?
Oh, yeah. With maybe orange trim.
Ooh, I like it. But it's a bit dusty. It's not pure white anymore.
Yeah.
But she maintains it well.
Yeah.
Because it's part of her accoutrement.
Ensemble, yeah. And then the walking stick is the type of thing where, yeah, you can plant it in the ground, put your coat on it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, whip out the guitar.
Yeah.
Coat and hat on the walking stick. Pull out the guitar. She gets fucking nasty on that thing. All right, I think that's going to do it for today's episode. So thank you, everyone, for listening. As always, if you have comments or suggestions, our Patreon is patreon.com/RPGFS. Our $2 and up patrons can find us on the Omniverse Discord. On Twitter, we are at Homebrew Hombres, and on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS. And until next time, everybody, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.